the games, you follow the team, you wear the colors with pride, and you have questions, and only one man can answer them. Get the answers to the tough questions.
Tuesday edition of the Coach's Corner, KOAL 107.3 FM and 7.50 AM. We are live from the Auto Farm Studios. Let's talk some high school football. This past Friday, both Carbon and Emory opened up the 2018 season. Unfortunately for both teams, they suffered losses. Emory falling to Richfield 42-9, and in that contest, Zion Gibson scored his first touchdown as a member of the Emory Spartans. Also, Brock Winter booting about a 35-yard field goal. So there were some positives for the Spartans, but Richfield, a very good team with a very good quarterback in Emmett Hafen. Joining us right now over the phone to talk a little bit about this past weekend's contest, we have Coach John Famalo. Coach, a pleasure as always. Thank you.
Hey, appreciate you having me on, Jordan.
Definitely, Coach. It's always fun to talk Emory High School football with you. And we'll start by talking about Friday's game, season opener against Richfield. Seemed like you and I have talked about that game for a couple of months. I know I had an opportunity to talk to a couple of kids, and they seemed excited. They seemed up for it, but unfortunately, it did not play out in our favor at all.
No, it wasn't even close to the expectations we had. So it was a little disappointing. I think kids were a little disappointed, but in the day, you know, we were young and we just got no choice than other to get better. And so, you know, that's what we'll take from it. But overall, I think we struggled in, you know, all aspects of the ball, on both sides of the ball. But there were some good things that came out as well.
Well, let's talk about those good things, Coach. What are some of the positives that you pull from the game on Friday?
You know, I thought last year we struggled a little bit defensively with our linebackers. You know, I thought that we played a little slow, and I thought our linebackers this year, you know, Dayton Bailing, I think he led us in tackles. Keaton Christman was another kid. They were flying all over the place. And so, you know, defensively I felt good. Anytime they tried to run between the tackles, you know, we were pretty quick to the ball. You know, pass coverage we struggled a little bit, but we're a little young back there. On the offensive side, you know, Rance had a few touches. I think he could have a few more touches. You know, if we could have established the run game, that was a little disappointing because I felt like we should be able to run on those guys. We kind of had to pull away from the game plan from that as the game progressed. But other than that, you know, Carson made some good decisions and some bad decisions. But overall, I think it was a good learning experience for these kids that it's – you can't just show up and, you know, expect teams to lay down and, you know, you get to do what you want. So it was a good experience that way for our kids to realize, hey, we've got to step our game up a whole lot more to be able to, you know, get a victory on Friday night.
Early on in this game, Coach, you guys take a 3-0 lead as Brock buries close to a 40-yard field goal. From that point on, well, at that point, I mean, it looks as if the game is actually playing into the – I mean, that's what you guys want to do. I mean, there was, like, what, 7 minutes, I think, to play in the first quarter when that happened. So it seemed like at that point you guys were doing what you wanted to do offensively. What was the big change? What was the big difference maker from that point on the offensive side of the ball?
I mean, we had the big play, the Jack Madison across the middle. I mean, a 51-yard gain, that was a big play. Again, I think we were first and 10 from about the 12-yard line. You know, I have a running back. We blocked it wrong, but I had a running back going backwards instead of trying to get what he could. So now we're 2nd and 13. Then we get a snap infraction. Now we're 2nd and 18. And, you know, this is stuff that we talked about, you know, all summer long. And, you know, in the fall, we're not good enough to kill ourselves. And that's exactly what we did. And so we're fortunate enough to get, you know, Brock kicked, like you say, a 33-yard. It was a great kick, hit the pole and went in. So we took 3 points. But, you know, I think that was, you know, kind of was like, oh, no, this is a repeat of last year. And then you switch on that defensive side, and, you know, we had, I think, 3 or 4 third down possessions that we had, you know, that we have to win the third down battle. We got to get off the field, and, you know, that's one thing the kids, we struggled with. We had some 3rd and 13, 3rd and 8, 3rd and 5s that we just could not get off the field.
It's obviously a different beast when you're going up against a quarterback like Emmett Hafen. You and I talked about him last week, and you said the key is we got to make sure that we contain him. I don't think anyone's ever going to shut him down, but, Coach, he was every bit as good as advertised in this first game.
Yeah, you know, and that's our whole game plan going in, you know, and just try to keep him in the pocket. When we didn't keep him in the pocket, he created with his feet and then threw the ball to some open guys. That makes it tough for coverage guys when, you know, people are scrambling. You got to try to go either, you know, commit to tackle the quarterback or playing coverage, and he'll make you pay for that, and he did that. And so, you know, he's a good player, and, you know, I expect good things from Richfield. Coach Hitchens is a new coach, and I think he's doing a great job with those kids. So, credit to them and what they're doing, and, that's kind of where it ended up.
You talked about getting Rant some more touches moving forward. You guys did manage to score a touchdown late in this contest. Zion Gibson scores off a 12, 13-yard run. How important is a touchdown like that moving forward for the offense, Coach, where you've been stopped pretty much the entire game? You've had penalties affect drives. You've been able to move the ball, but you haven't put together a full, efficient drive to actually put one in the end zone. How important is that for this group?
It's good. I mean, any time you can put the football in the end zone, it's a positive thing. And so I think whether or not they had twos in there or not, we kept grinding with the ones we had. And I appreciate the kids working hard. And I like to say, any time you can put it in the end zone, I think that can help give the confidence that your offense needs to be able to know, hey, we can score. So.
What was the vibe around the team yesterday at practice, Coach? They seemed focused.
I think they are. I think they understood as they watched film. I think, film doesn't lie. And so I think as kids saw what, we showed them as well as what they watched themselves, that there's some things that, some deficiencies that certainly that we can fix. That's one good thing is there's things you can fix. They're fixable errors. And so, that's what the kids, I think, realized is, okay, hey, yeah, we made a mistake. We got to learn from it. We just got to get better. And so, I think their focus this week is, hey, we're going to get back after it in the grind. I don't see, heads hanging low, like, hey, oh, season's over, or anything like that. So, my kids' attitudes and the vibe, so as far as that, is just positive.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach John Fumalo with the Emory Sport and Football Team. Coach, you basically have 3 more weeks to get this figured out. Some of the aspects that definitely need attention and some improvement. Let's start on the offensive side of the ball. What was the biggest noticeable deficiency for this team on Friday night?
I just thought, I was hoping Kyson could read some things a little bit better. I think we could run our RPOs a little bit better. If you watched us last year, that was and butter to Wilson on that little give is the linebacker bit, and so he's got to get used to Zion being able to run that route, and so he's got to get confidence in that. But I think I thought we struggled reading, and then blocking on the defense on the offensive line, I thought our pass blocking was decent. We got to improve there, but our run blocking at times we kind of miss some blocks, and so I think those are things that on the offensive side that I think we can improve and get better at this week.
We'll talk defensive side of the ball. I mean, already you've mentioned some of the things, Coach, that you guys have to improve on. When I look at your football team, as far as blazing speed on the outside, I don't necessarily see that with this squad, Coach. So how do you make up for that on either side of the football?
Like I say, it's one of those. We got to play fundamentally sound, and we got to get in good positions to be able to make plays. And so, again, when kids get tired, that's the first thing that breaks down to their fundamentals, and that's what I saw, is that we got tired early in the game, and that first thing that goes down to the fundamentals on the angles that we take to tackle, on the angles that we take to block. And so if you don't stay fundamentally sound that way, you everything from that point starts to continue to break down, especially if you don't have the athleticism or the speed that you need to be able to cover where you want.
Coach, let's talk about Grand for a moment. This is a team that lost to Morgan 42-6. I don't think there was any surprises there. I mean, when we look at Morgan, this is one of the best teams in the 3A classification. At least that's the way they are projected throughout the preseason polls. Grand did manage to score a late touchdown on them, one that didn't necessarily matter much in the third quarter, but it was basically on a long broken play. That's how Grand managed to get into the end zone. Have you watched video on the Red Devils yet?
Yeah, I have actually watched the Morgan game, and I was honestly impressed with Grand. That first drive they had, and honestly, we're in scoring position. I think they ended up with the turnover, but again, it kind of looked like our game where they were able to move the ball between the 20s, but either turnovers or penalties caused them not to be able to put the football in the end zone. And so they're a big physical team, and they're coming at you. They're sending bodies at you. They're pulling a guard and a tackle every single play, and they're sending a lot of bodies, and they're a physical team, and they have some pretty decent runners. Then they'll take some shots over the top, but we just got to be as physical on that side and try to control the line of scrimmage. That's where the game's going to be won and lost this Friday, is on that line of scrimmage. Who wins that battle?
I think we got back-to-back road games now, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, back-to-back road games. Coach, with a young team, you play at home to open up the season. I mean, there is some tension. There is some pressure on those boys. I'm curious to see how this younger team performs on the road. And you got two cracks at a 2A school and a 4A school. I actually like the next 2 weeks of play.
Yeah, no, I think it lines up well for us if we can, you know, get focused and get after it. I think, like you say, we are a young team, and we're really going to find out what these kids are made of early. Like you say, Brand's a pretty good, you know, it's a whole different, animal than Richfield. And then Payson's, you know, every week it's a little different look. And so I think it's good for our kids to be exposed to different systems and things that are coming that hopefully will prepare us for the season.
As far as the injuries go, Coach, are you guys in good shape heading into Friday's contest?
Yeah, honestly, that's one good thing we've had so far. Is we've had, you know, limited injuries. We've been banged up just like everybody else, but for the most part, I think our guys are healthy. Hopefully, we get Brax Young back. That'll help on the defensive side for us, and so, I think we're moving in a good way that way.
And knocking on wood, it seems like at this time for the last 3 years, we've had injury problems at the beginning of the season, and that just doesn't seem to be an issue this year, which I'm sure for you with limited numbers, I mean, that's a sigh of relief.
Yeah, it is. I mean, that's, you always take a deep breath, and, you know, at those, when you go to camp or when you have, you know, preseason games and things like that, that you worry about kids staying healthy, and, you know, we've been fortunate, like you say, knock on wood, that we haven't had any major injuries so far this year.
Now, before I let you go, Coach, we'll talk about the 3A in general. Grantsville, Morgan get wins. Carbon, Judge, and Union all pick up losses. Any surprises for you across the board in the 3A North over the weekend?
No, not really. I mean, like you say, they every one of that lost, they played some tough teams. And the wins, I mean, it's kind of laying out how I've seen. And so, again, the landscape so far as that 3A North, we kind of know, you know, what we're up against. There's some really good teams, and, you know, win-loss records doesn't mean a whole lot once you get to season play. And so, again, I think every team's dangerous on a Friday night, depending on who shows up.
Coach, it's always fun to get you on and talk about the football team. Thank you again for the time, and I know we'll talk again real soon.
Hey, thank you, Jordan. Appreciate it.
Again, that's Coach John Famala with the Emory Spartan football team. This Friday, Emory on the road to take on the Grand Red Devils. We'll bring you the live play-by-play call beginning at 6:30 with the Landon's Diesel Service pregame show, followed by kickoff at 7. We've got a break for just a moment. More coming up. It's a Tuesday edition of Drive Time Sports, and we are live from the Auto Farm Studios on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.